With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Japan is among countries planning to engage in trade talks with the U.S. after President Trump hiked tariffs, moving them closer to those charged by our trading partners. One of America's big trading partners, China, remains defiant, prompting President Trump to threaten additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. And one top House Republican says that she is committed to helping the president win the standoff with our trading partners.
House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan says the president's tariff strategy is already bearing fruit.
It's been a week. I think you already see people coming to the table.
McClain says there's no question the tariff war will cause some short-term pain, but also says the downside has been overblown by some in the media.
Somebody predicted, oh my God, it's going to be a Black Monday today. I think, how'd the Dow close? A point up.
McClain convened a small group of reporters here to share her thoughts on everything from tariffs to the budget and future leadership in the House. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court has spoken, ruling the Trump administration has the right to deport illegal aliens under the Alien Enemies Act. A 5-4 ruling affirming the executive branch's power to enforce immigration policy. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the White House the other day, vowing to quickly eliminate a trade deficit with the United States. Quoting the Prime Minister, "We think it's the right thing to do." Tensions flare along the dividing line between North and South Korea. The South says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean soldiers crossed the border. Florida wins the NCAA Men's Championship, defeating Houston 65-63 in last night's title game. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 682 points higher. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments could be returning to the Kentucky State Capitol.
Lawmakers have approved a resolution calling for the restoration of a large stone monument bearing the Decalogue. It had stood in front of the Capitol building in Frankfort until the year 2000, when an ACLU lawsuit succeeded in getting it removed. But with the re-election of President Trump and a U.S. Supreme Court that favors religious freedom, the Kentucky legislature is moving to bring the Ten Commandments back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024. The list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children and adolescents. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. And number two on the list is Maya Kobabi's Gender Queer. It's a graphic novel which features pornographic images. This is SRN News. The Met being hauled into court by a famed performer.
Mezzo-soprano Anita Rockvelashvili has sued the Metropolitan Opera and the union that represented her there. Rockvelashvili said the company unlawfully terminated her contracts because of a vocal issue that developed after she gave birth. The singer is also accusing the union of failing to pursue a grievance against the company. The 40-year-old singer from the European nation of Georgia says the Met owes her more than $400,000. Keith Peters, Washington.
After days of unceasing downpours that swelled Kentucky's rivers to near record levels, residents are closely watching the waterways for any signs that they're cresting or even receding in hopes that widespread cleanup can finally get underway. The death toll from the powerful storms that pounded the South and the Midwest has risen to at least 23. More details at SRNNews.com.